Our table blessing becomes rote. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Our table blessing becomes rote. Oh my, oh my, oh my. This is what would an absolute philosopher think about a table blessing? Why does an absolute philosopher think about a table blessing at all? Well, because these are things we do to ourselves. These are things that we limit ourselves in. These are things that we use to think that we're doing one thing and we're doing another. Now, I have taught that if you say affirmations and you say them without really knowing what you're saying, they're sinking into your subliminal thinking. They're sinking into your mind, and they're becoming part of your lifestyle. When we were children, and we learned these soliloquies of Shakespeare. And as we learn these soliloquies, we put them into our consciousness. Now, they were not terribly important soliloquies. They were interesting. But they also had a greater depth to them. And it depends on what sort of things we put into our consciousness, what sort of a mental attitude we developed into our life. And so, while we said these things, while we memorized these things, and while we made them part of our mental picture, they were interesting, but they were not really too beneficial. It was what they pointed their way to, rather than what they were, that made the difference. In other words, a soliloquy pointed the way to thinking about the rights of other people, the joy of living, the method of being a gentle soul. All of these things were lovely. Now, our table blessing. The table blessing we use at the monastery is, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. 11 words. 11 words, and that's all. None of the religious mumbo-jumbo, none of the Jesus blessing this food and God blessing this food and so forth, and this food is blessed to my body to strengthen and encourage it to grow in healthy ways, but just really taking it on the face value. Getting all the mumbo-jumbo out of the way and having it be simple. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Now, if the food is filled with love, as we eat this love-filled food, we feel wonderful. As we eat this food that is healthy for our body, we eat foods that are healthy for our body. It's not that we're thinking of the statement that we're making, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. It's that we are putting thoughts into our mind, like we are learning the soliloquies of Shakespeare, to give us background information on what our thinking system is. This food is healthy for my body. Now, I am going to be inclined to eat food that is healthy for my body because I say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. I'm going to be inclined to eat food that is beneficial to me. Now, we have a young guest visiting us now, and his name is Mattia Arnaldi. And he's 20 years old, and he's from Switzerland, speaks it beautiful Italian. He's learning English. Now, Mattia sits at our table and eats with us. He has a family of their five children and his mom and dad back in Lugano in Switzerland. And they eat whatever they eat, and they have good foods, and they're a very healthy family. They're all exquisite athletes and mental giants. Really a beautiful family. Now, Mattia sits at our table. He's visiting us for 3 months. And as he sits at our table, he eats what he wants to eat. If a food does not appeal to him, he pushes it aside. If a food does not encourage his desire, he lays it aside, or he tells Ellen ahead of time that that is not his choice. And he doesn't say he's got to have special foods. He just says, I eat foods that are healthy for my body and filled with love. And he does not delight in tomatoes for some reason. He does not delight in some other things. No sense mentioning what he doesn't delight in. That's his personal privilege. But he doesn't delight in these things, and so he doesn't eat them. Now, he doesn't argue about it. He doesn't act as though he's got to fight for his right to not eat or eat what he wants to. He just does it. He is a self-confident, responsible, capable young man who knows that he is a worthwhile being, and that whatever his decision or choice for himself is, that is what he's going to do. Now, how many of us are able to say that about ourselves? That when we say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, do we eat only foods that we conceive of as healthy for our body and filled with love? Do we eat only those foods that are healthy for our body? Well, then perhaps that's a table blessing we should bring into our family and into our world and into our own life. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And then as we say that, then we'll begin to live that and be that. Because every time you put anything into your body that you do not think is good for you, you do not think is your choice or is not healthy for you and filled with love, then you are fighting the food, you are fighting the concept, you are fighting the world that says you should eat it, you should do it, like parents like to encourage their children to eat vegetables. And truly, these are all wonderful things. Well, nowadays, we can take the essence of these vegetables and put them into a pill. And if you take the pill, you've got the essence of all the vegetables. Then you can eat all the things you want to eat. And you say, wow, show me those pills. Well, they've got them. They've got them. They have pills that put together all of the fruits that you need to have in your diet, and they have them compounded into a beautiful pill, and it is really quite functional. Now, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Theoretically, if the food that we eat is healthy for our body and filled with love, we will be eating sufficient foods to take care of all of the supposed needs that our body has. But first we have to believe in ourselves. And we believe in ourselves by making this table blessing, and we make it rotely. We don't have to think about it. In fact, the less we think about it, the better, because then it can be inculcated into our inner consciousness, into our inner wisdom, and become part of us, and we don't even have to recognize it or know it. I'm a genius, I'm a genius, I'm a genius, I'm a genius, I'm a genius. Say it to yourself, say it to yourself, say it to yourself. I'm a genius, I'm a genius. And lo and behold, you become a genius. Now, do you know what it means to become a genius? Do you know what it means to act like a genius and think like a genius and be a genius? No. Well, you just know it's good. Okay. So you say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. You don't need to know why, how, and wherein. You just say that. And then you will create food that is healthy for your body and filled with love. You create food healthy for your body and filled with love, served to you at every meal, or you prepare it for yourself. But you will have food that is healthy for your body and filled with love. It's a very wonderful thing to know these things by rote. It's a wonderful thing to know these things by just saying them. I'm a genius. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am divine order. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. And on and on and on with beautiful affirmations. And every meal we sit down and we say aloud, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Not profoundly, not dramatically, not dynamically, but just say it. And when you're in a restaurant, gently say it. And the people at the other table will hear you and they'll say, my goodness sakes, that's a blessing I can say in public and everywhere and not sound super religious. Wow! And I can believe it too. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And my goodness, what a wonderful way to go, and what a wonderful way to be, and what a wonderful way to live. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And have a wonderful meal. And know I love you. I love you. I love you.